from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us right now on our hotline is Rob Bradford, who's presented by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil, including BioHeat, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com. Mr. Bradford, how are we doing today?
It would have been great if you punctuated that call just by yelling McFarland, just to get things back on the track. But I had heard you guys said, like, we are on the same page. When I heard that clip, I'm like, that's Joe Castiglione. Mm-hmm. That is so Joe. Absolutely. So, and by the way, Joe Braverman, come on, with a rejoiner, you got to do Wake Me Up When September Ends by Green Day. Come on, that's where we're at right now.
These two guys specifically called for Wasted Days.
That's true.
They said there was a song called, or they didn't say it, but they said that it sounded like a band.
That's what Alex Cora called these, Wasted Days for the Red Sox, and he's not wrong.
No, he's not. By the way, today's not a wasted day, because 55 years ago today, a very special little boy was brought into this world, and that's Rob Bradford. Happy birthday, Rob.
Happy birthday, Bradford.
Happy to you, my friend. And here's to many more, sir.
I tell you what, you know, as we all know, the birthdays get increasingly depressing, but when your birthday gift is actually looking for what you can get, what kind of discounts you can get on hotels and Denny's and all these things because you turn 55, you know, wait for it, guys. Wait for it. It's really, really depressing.
Take full advantage. I'm not going to be depressed at all. I'm a cheapskate, so if I get free whatever, fries with my burger, if I get a discount movie, is there really parking better for 50? And you can go live in a 55-plus community.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, and you're right. I mean, I haven't been able to partake in any of that yet, but I will soon. I look forward to leaving New York and getting reap all the benefits of the parking and the hotels and the AARP discounts and all of that. But for the time being, the one constant, as they said, and James Earl Jones said, is baseball. That's what we have. Baseball.
And another consistent thing is the Red Sox in August completely melting down. It's happening again. It already did happen. And September's not looking too much better here, Bradfo. What happened to this offense? Where did it go?
Well, I think you guys played part of the problem out of the gate, which is Devers, you know, Devers not being Devers. I mean, this was such an enormous part of the entire deal. And, you know, he's clearly not himself. I mean, it wasn't that long ago he was on fire. And we say, oh, there you go. There's Rafael Devers. And when you have him going, and if you had Yoshida and him going at the same time, and you don't, another guy you don't have consistently is Tyler O'Neill, who, when he's played, he's been good. But the problem is he hasn't played enough. So it's just like all across the board. And then I think there is an element of you have younger guys and you're getting to the time in the season where they've said this, you know, for the last month, this is a new world for them. And unfortunately that's their lot in life and you have to pick it up. And I think what it comes back to is when we look at what happened with this team, you know, well, how could it have been different? And I think that it is fair to look at back at the trade deadline and say, all right, you know what? You made some moves, but were they aggressive enough moves? And I don't think they were.
Is there any point to Rafael Devers playing right now, given that he appears to be a shell of himself and he's dealing with these two shoulder injuries and maybe best thing for the team and him long term would be to shut it down?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's if they felt like this was going to be long term, I bet he wouldn't be playing. But I do think that as dire as it seems right now, you still have a little glimmer. And if he's saying, I can function, then you're going to play him. I mean, 4.5 back, you still have the team in front of you. You're going to play them. You have the gift that keeps on giving, the Chicago White Sox over the weekend. If they could ever find a way to take two of these games in New York, the narrative can shift in a hurry, but there's no signs of that happening. That's the problem. So to answer your question, I think that if it was one of these situations where it was going to be detrimental going forward, they simply wouldn't play him. That's their MO.
We know that the offense going in the tank is not necessarily something you can fault Alex Cora for. You can fault him for taking out a starter in the middle of a perfect game. I know that was the plan, Bradfoe, but how do you explain that one, looking back on it now with a little bit of hindsight? The offense didn't score many runs for him, but lifting a guy in the middle of a perfect game seems like the type of sticking to a plan that Alex Cora is not really known for. Like, I always considered him a guy that had more of a feel for a game than that, and instead he just goes right for it and brings in Rich Hill. Looking back on it now, how do you sort of square that up?
I hated that. I hated it for a couple different reasons. Number one, because I couldn't believe they were bringing in Rich Hill, because, you know, nothing against Rich Hill, but the guy was throwing the little leaguers literally, you know, not too long ago, and he had looked really good, but even though he had only pitched 10 pitches the day before, it's still back-to-back days. So if you had a guy that maybe was more equipped to do that, then all right, that would make it maybe a little bit more plausible. But the problem is, guys, is that we've seen this before. It's just the day and age in baseball. An out score is usually pretty good at going with his gut. But in this case, when you're looking at it and you say, okay, we're going to get to this part, and this is how it's going to work out, and this is where we're going to bring in the lefty, I'm just such a – not. If this is an old man yelling at – this isn't a 55-year-old man yelling at clouds. I can say that for the first time ever. This is an old man yelling at clouds. This is – we do not value the human element of a guy is cruising, so let him cruise. And we've seen it in the playoffs. There's been plenty of examples. But when a guy is – in Cooper Criswell is pitching a perfect game, that is the epitome of a guy cruising.
I know Cooper Criswell, and I brought this up with Arcane yesterday, is sort of a four-inning pitcher. It's kind of what he's been. I know earlier in July he had some outings that went seven, but for the most part of late, that's kind of the range he's been in. But what was his reaction? Because if I'm Cooper Criswell, it's almost like an extreme vote of no confidence. Like, you're pitching really well. You're mowing them down. You haven't thrown a lot of pitches, and we're still going to pull you. Do guys take that as like a shot against their ability and the confidence or lack thereof from their manager?
Well, listen, I mean, you know how it is. If a guy, no matter who you are and what your expectations are, if you're pitching the perfect game, you're never going to want to come out, especially right. with a pitch kind of like, I mean, that's just how it is. So I would imagine he was very happy about it. But at the same time, it's sort of like Cooper Criswell is here and he's sort of, all right, whatever you need sort of guy. I mean, there was an instance early in the year where Cooper Criswell had a bunch of good starts. And then they decided to not start him, but use an opener and have him come in. And it backfired. And they can say, well, we had the pocket at the beginning of the game. No. You guys get in routines, guys get in mindsets, and guys have confidence in doing certain things. And Cooper Criswell back then was confident in starting. That was a wrong move then. And this was a wrong move now, because Cooper Criswell not only had confidence, but he also, it was four innings, but it wasn't a lot of pitches.
Alex Cora, Bradfoe, I feel like got a lot of credit for the Red Sox hot streak from June all the way until the All-Star break, basically. How much credit, or I guess, you know, the opposite of credit, do you give him for the collapse we're seeing right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I would give him more credit the first go-around when they were in it, because I go back to when they came out of the All-Star game, they were not equipped. I mean, their bullpen was not equipped to function. They were taking on water. They finally went out and got guys, and they weren't the right guys. So he's bringing in the guys that, you know, they're supposed to be good. Lucas Sims and Luis Garcia, they're supposed to pitch in the eighth inning, and they weren't getting the job done. That's what he was supposed to do. So I think there is an element of you're working with what you have in this situation, but at the same time, it's like, you know, you get to this point, this is a results business. You had another bad August, and now you're trending in the wrong direction. This could turn. I mean, it turned certainly in 2021. I think they went 17-11 in September. That's the blueprint, as I wrote the other day. That's the blueprint. But for a team that hasn't won three games in a row since July 6th, you know, to expect that they're going to go on these 7-game win streaks. Right now, I don't think that's realistic.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Rob, at the time he made all the moves, do you think Craig Breslow had full faith that they were all going to work? Or was there an angle of almost a PR marketing plan? Because it was almost like they checked off all the boxes people wanted. Ooh, right-handed bat. Give me some relievers. Give me a starting pitcher. And now we look back at them and we're like, probably not surprising they didn't work. They didn't really acquire anybody at a high level at any of the needs. So, you know, was he all in on his moves? Or was he like, well, I'm giving the masses what they want and this will get me through the end of the year?
It's funny. It's a good point. I think that he was all in the moves in the sense that they thought they could get by spending in the bargain basement. And, like, people will say, well, look, Lucas Sims and Luis Garcia, they pitched in the eighth inning, and look at how much you got. Well, you gave up a lot of players, but you didn't give up really, like, premium players. So I think that what this deadline has shown is that the teams that have gotten good production from the guys that got, they paid something for him. You got what you paid for. You go down the list, Kopech and Puck and you know, the guys, the two relievers from San Diego, these guys, they paid for what they got for. And I think that why they didn't middle it, you know, like they did before. Oh, thanks, my friend. There you go. This is the manager yelling at my happy birthday.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you. It was why they didn't middle it like they did before. Like saying, well, we're not going to buy or are they going to sell? They did sort of middle it in the sense that they didn't allocate the kind of resources you would if you were truly going for it.
Right.
All right. Well, that's fair. We were just having a discussion about the relative inexperience of this team and how early on, Bradfo, it seemed like that was almost a nice perk. You know, this team is so young and inexperienced. They don't really know what they don't know. They're just going out there and playing, and isn't this great? Mm. Now, here we are in August. Things are falling apart. And if you look at, I mean, this team's not really that young. Even their young players are like 27, 28 years old. You know, Tanner Houck's 28, Durant's 27. There's not a lot of guys 25 and under on the roster really anywhere. You're expecting that to be the case next year with these younger players coming up from Worcester. And I just sort of wonder, like, when you talk about the inexperience, isn't that going to make it almost worse? Like, where do you get experience from if you're not getting it from these guys?
Yeah, well, I think it's two things, right? I mean, I think number one is that, yeah, you're absolutely right about the age thing, but it's the experience. It's, as we said this before, they just haven't gone through this. But it's fair. It's like you have a guy in Jaren Duran who's 28 years old, and I think tomorrow or 2 days from now. So you have guys who are older, but it's an experience thing. But I think the lesson to take away here for this team is that, yeah, you're going to have Christian Campbell come up, and you're going to have Roman Anthony come up, but you really need to pay for some certainty. Like, you really need to pay for the guys who are going to get you through the season. And you know, they did it, honestly, in the bullpen with Kenley Jansen and Chris Martin, and it really saved them. I mean, they would have been tremendously worse without those guys. But they paid for that certainty in the veteran presence, and I think that's something that they really have to take a hard look at in terms of allocating significant resources to getting that guy or those guys.
So last time you were on with us last week, you weren't quite ready to say it was over, and things haven't been great since. So I'm just wondering, do you think it's over?
I'm not going to say it's over, but it's, boy, this is the closest I've felt. This is the closest I've felt. And it's one of these things where, because Andy, I think that, you know, covering the baseball season, it's the overreact, and we've been burned on it so many times this year already, but it's so easy to say, this is it. Fork in the road, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But this does feel that way. And because once you, as Alex Cora said yesterday, I mean, you're running out of games. You're running out of games. You're running, not only running out of games, but you're running out of opportunities. That's the biggest thing. And that's the thing that really, like, is should be frustrating for this team, because A, you've had opportunities to make up ground because the teams in front of you aren't playing that well. You're very, very fortunate to be where you are in the standings. And B, as I've said along, this season, more than any, if you did get the best version of what you have, which is what you had earlier in the year, you could absolutely do damage in the playoffs. But neither one of those things are lining up right now. So, yeah, I mean, if this feels more than ever, like more so than in Houston, more so than any of the other times that we are at, what's today, Fork in the Road Tuesday.
All right, before we let you go here, Brad Foe, and again, happy birthday. If the Red Sox had not extended an offer to Alex Cora at the time that they did back in July, I guess it was, in the second half, right after, it was sort of in the middle of their collapse, honestly. But they had just had that big, long stretch of playing well, and it seemed like things were going to be different from last year. If they had waited until, like, I don't know, now, and were considering doing this, do you think that the extension still would have been offered if the team knew that this is how the second half of the year was going to go?
Yeah, I think it's a fair question, but I think the answer is still yes. And because I don't think, to come back to your question you had a little bit ago, like how much is this to blame on him? Like, I think sort of the foundation of what he is what Craig Breslow liked. And yeah, it was working out really, really well, and all the buttons were being pushed the right way. But I think Breslow is smart enough to not be that reactionary to it. As much as everyone was reactionary to it, because they were playing really well and he was doing a lot of different things. But I think that even now, I think that he's sort of identified, like, going forward, he's the guy to be the manager for Roman Anthony, for Christian Gamble, for Marcelo Meyer, Kyle Thiel, and those guys too.
You're our eyes and ears in the clubhouse, and, you know, we had the weird stuff last week with the no batting practice, stay with your families, everybody's pressing.
Right.
It kind of worked for a very, very short moment. What is the emotional level or mindset in that clubhouse right now?
I think that they know the situation more than ever. They know the situation more than ever. And it's, the thing is that it's not like, hey, where they feel like, I don't think they feel like, okay, you know what, we'll get them tomorrow. They know what they're up against, because not only because of what they're up against in the standings and running out of games, but up against because of things like Devers, things like David Hamilton, who was like a key guy going forward, things up against because, you know, you have some pitchers running on fumes. I mean, they're not blind to this. So I do think that, like, if they could, like I said before, if they could ever find a way to come out with these two games and then take care of business against the White Sox, then that clubhouse would look dramatically different. But, you know, Andy, you've been around enough locker rooms where you know, like, where it's just, the reality is reality.
Yep.
And it's a lot, put it this way, it's a lot harder for the Red Sox to come in the clubhouse today than it is the New York Mets, who was dancing into OMG by Jose Iglesias, you know? Like, they got a spring in their step.
All right, we'll leave it right there then. Rob Bradford, our boots on the ground out there at Citi Field in Queens. Happy birthday again to you, sir, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you later. See you.
All right. That is the great Rob Bradford, brought to you by McFarland Energy. And, of course, baseball isn't boring, and everything else that he's involved with.
The entire empire.
Well. That's it's a big empire he's sitting on top of.
We also had a cameo from the manager.
That's true.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.